Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And happy Tuesday to you all in Kansas City as we go through one of the most long-awaited weeks of our lives. For those of you that are waiting for the Super Bowl, I don't know how you handle this. There's your I-70 picture on the TV. Stay safe out there, everybody.
Be careful. I-70 and Nolan Road is closed this morning.
Go a different route.
Whoo, boy. Somebody driving the wrong way on I-70. That's never a good thing.
Yeah, get off on Lee Summit. I think it's called like Lee Summit Road or Lee Summit High, whatever that is before that.
Or just avoid that. Like the plague, man. That is a bad situation
that
out there
like
right now.
It's a still shot, and it's not
a still shot. And it's before 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's already like miles and miles and miles of just stalled, stopped traffic there. So if you're headed towards.
If you are in traffic.
Listen to us.
You've got some entertainment on the way.
Hey, good morning to y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You mentioned it is kind of a long week leading up to this. It's going to be a long 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. Because I think like all of us, we just want the game to get here, right?
Yeah.
And after consuming some national media and talking to friends all over the place yesterday, trying to figure out what people are thinking. A lot of people are upset still about, you know, this Super Bowl matchup. And, you know, they wanted Buffalo. They wanted Detroit. They didn't get any of that tough life. You know, life is full of disappointments. I know in 2012. We're not allowed to have disappointments in life anymore, and we're all supposed to give everybody what they want. But in this case, you didn't get what you wanted, and you get the Chiefs and you get the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, for the second time in the last 3 years. But, you know, I'd say to everybody else out there, just do better. Beat the Chiefs, beat the Eagles, and you'll have an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl as well. You got to look to finish off games. And, you know, this whole thing with Josh Allen, too, was talked about a lot yesterday, you know, whether or not he was shorter. I talked to somebody yesterday who watched 40 plus angles of this thing in the TV truck during the game and saw angles that we didn't even get to see on TV. And not with one of those angles did they say that Josh Allen was even close to getting that first down in that game on Sunday
afternoon.
Yeah,
well, you're wrong. He got his first down, man.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
The refs learned to lose.
Right, the facts and the evidence and the fact that they were leading at the time and all of that. Like, the fact that this is causing people to have to go through more work and talk to people and go back and review all this kind of stuff. I would think 30 plus angles, almost 40 angles this person saw. They were network TV cameras. Some were in-house cameras for the Chiefs. Some were in-house cameras for, you know, the other team as well, Buffalo. Like, every camera that was there gets funneled into this TV truck. And so they get the opportunity to see all the different angles of everything that's going on so they know what shots to put up.
Chiefs bought those cameras.
That's right. The CBS, it stands for the Chiefs Broadcasting System, right?
And they paid for the film.
Uh-huh. That's right. The Chiefs paid for all of that. So after talking to an independent
Chiefs actually
individual,
covered up the Kennedy assassination, too, by
Oh,
the way.
Did they do that? Oh, okay. Yep. I didn't realize that came out already. But from the independent people that I talked to about that yesterday, like, there's no evidence. There is literally no evidence to say that Josh Allen got that first down. So the next day or so, everybody's going to be bemoaning this matchup, and then you hear the get-in price for the Super Bowl is $6,000. So people clearly want to be there, and I think the airlines added.
But
I want to say,
a Chiefs fan, it's at least $600.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Chiefs fans get
$600. They wanted to be red.
The whole stadium to be red. But and I think the airlines yesterday added roughly 20 nonstop flights from Kansas City, 11 from Philadelphia to get
one
down to New
right
Orleans.
Here,
and so I think I saw between 3,000 and 5,000 additional seats from Kansas City to New Orleans have been added in nonstop flights for on Friday, Saturday, and everybody wanting to get down there and be part of this. And so I know America doesn't want this, and they've got their complaints, and they're going to bitch and moan about, you know, stuff that is disputable or indisputable, however you want to phrase it. And here we sit. I mean, here we sit going to the Super Bowl, and people are upset, and they will be, and they'll get over it, and they'll move on, and all of a sudden realize this is one of the most, if not the most, historic Super Bowls of all time.
Some people are dumb.
That's an old school drop there. I don't know what to tell you, man. There was a lot of people yesterday that obviously we do our show early in the morning, so you know we're your breakfast takes, right? We get the raw reaction before mm-hmm. anybody else, and then you get to go home and you know you get to see the certain people that have similar takes as you, or maybe they have you know similar paths to where they're getting to their main point. And then every once in a while, you'll see a guy say something like Adam Schein.
Refereeing in that game yesterday was a damn disgrace. And if you don't think that impacted who's going to the Super Bowl, I don't know what to tell you. And if you want to fight today, we're going to yell, we're going to scream, we're going to absolutely explode.
This guy just gives me
because
anxiety.
Because if I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, and you're trying to be sane, you're trying to rationalize, you're trying to give credit, you talk about things that ultimately, you know, you did that were self-induced in terms of the mistakes. The referees on two particular plays doomed your football team. Okay. Absolutely doomed it.
So did Dawson Knox.
Fourth and one, Kansas City 41. There's 13 minutes to go. Josh Allen, quarterback sneak, and he got him. Half of his damn body is over the line of scrimmage.
Ah!
Yeah.
Tell me wrong, man. That guy sounds to me like he just sits around and smokes cigarettes all day and comes up with hot sports takes, you know, that he's going to roll out there on the network. I'm giving you the facts, you know, Dusty. Like, I talk to people that have a clue, that see things, that know what's going on. And when I get a call from somebody who saw almost 40 different angles of that shot, and they're like, there's no evidence to say that he got the first down. I'm going to go with that as opposed to Adam Schein, who's just yelling and screaming. And
you want to fight?
Trying to get clicks and notifications and all that kind of stuff on X. Because that's ultimately...
I'm actually worn out after the game. I don't want to fight.
I don't want to argue this and talk about this and have this diminish. Like, this is diminishing what the Kansas City Chiefs as an organization have accomplished, you know? I mean, like...
I don't care what other people think at this point anymore.
At this point, it's like, just stop your bitching, stop your moaning, and just sit back and realize we've got ourselves a team going for a three-peat. And every time you'd want to talk about the refs,
right. You're
diminishing what Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Steve Spagnuolo, and Brett Veach, and the Hunt... Everybody part of that organization... what they've been accomplishing, and it's hard to win games in the National Football League. Ask the Buffalo Bills. They can't get it done when it matters most, and it had nothing to do with the officiating. So, Dusty, I hope we're past that, you know, and I hope we can all start to move on, but this is the problem with that week between the Super Bowl and the conference championship games. Like, I wish we had just left already and we were down there and there was no week off and we could just get this game started because people would now focus on the game. But now you got an entire week of trying to say that the Chiefs were given that game by the officials when that just wasn't the case at all. Again, 3:33 to go in the game. All three timeouts. You're at the 30-yard line. You have the 2-minute warning, and you're only down three, and you can't get the job done. Patrick Mahomes would have had his team win by 4, and that's a fact, and I can prove that because I've seen it before on so many different times. Josh Allen had an opportunity. Instead of these Allen ball washers out there just admitting that Josh Allen just can't get the job done, they want to flip it around and blame the officials. So there we sit. Happy Tuesday, everybody, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, like, I think now it's just like you lean into it. I don't know. We always tell, like, everybody, like, the Chiefs are the evil empire. Nobody likes the Chiefs. Like, just go be it. So now it's just like, you know what? Yeah. Whatever you want to believe, you believe
fine.
It.
Yeah, right.
Because the guy that got called for not getting the first down, who wears 17, who actually ran the ball, his quote was, to be the champs, you have to beat the champs, and we didn't do that today.
That's
it
right.
Wasn't, well, son of a gun, I thought I got the first down, and we did, you know, we kind of got screwed on that, but that didn't happen.
Right.
Right? Like, when the Chiefs lost to the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game, it's like, yeah, you know what? We'll come back next year, and we'll try to get it better. We'll try to do better.
Right.
But, you know, then there's teams like Houston that were like, well, it was us versus everybody. You didn't
you
hear Buffalo say that.
Points, Houston.
You didn't hear Buffalo say that.
Right.
You know, be respectful to Houston. They scored 14.
I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad.
Come on.
I'm
sorry.
Stop with the lies. Sorry.
Yes. The refs wanted them to have 21.
Right.
Unfortunately, they have 14.
14.
But it's stuff like that, you know, it's just, you know, and that's the thing, too, is like Matt Verderam, who goes on a lot of shows here on 96.5, he was saying that Adam Schein thing was like the lowest form of, like, basically lazy sports radio.
Oh, it
like,
is, yeah.
You're going to take what everybody else, like, what do you always call the low-hanging fruit?
Yeah. It is, like, low-hanging fruit.
Why don't you have a different angle on it, right? Like, you're going to have your biased Chiefs people like us where it's like, you just can't beat Mahomes because he's just better than you in the playoffs, and it is what it is. He just, everything slows down, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Right? Or you could be like, you know what? Andy Reid's just above you. Andy Reid knows things. Like Orlovsky yesterday was like, they ran plays I'd never seen before. We told you that.
Did Orlovsky say that, or is he stealing that from Greg Rousseau, who came out after the game and said they were better prepared than us? They ran plays I'd never seen on tape before. So like, Orlovsky's stealing that guy's take and putting it at his own?
But we told you that in like week three. They're like, yeah, they keep it evergreen.
Yeah,
like, Josh Allen even told you at the front desk. Like, he was like, yeah, we hide some plays.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, like, you should have known that Andy Reid was going to have plays. We hadn't seen that Patrick Mahomes end zone run all season. And we saw it, and they scored.
Yeah, that's the one Rousseau was talking about. Yeah. He's like, I've never seen the left tackle pull at all this year that the Chiefs have done. That's exactly right. And the Eagles will see something, I'm sure, in the Super Bowl that they haven't done, whether it's a play that Andy Reid ran with Donovan McNabb back in the day in Philadelphia. Who knows? There's going to be something in that game that you haven't seen before. That's why the Chiefs win, because they just don't do the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
They're constantly changing it up and keeping you on your toes. But the low-hanging fruit, really, though, Dusty, is what sells in this industry. It gets the clicks. It gets people fired up. And it's easy. It's not hard to do a radio talk show nationally and go, the refs screwed the Chiefs! Unbelievable how the refs screwed the Chiefs! And then every person will go, yeah! But if you come across and give the facts, sometimes it's hard for people to understand the facts, and it doesn't move the needle as much as just going, the referees are the worst in the world!
I thought about buying a referee shirt and taking it to Radio Row and just wearing it Monday through Friday. But luckily for a lot of us, if you're mad at the Chiefs, you could always just have Jerry Jones.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
So that's interesting. Or you have Liam Cohen.
Duval.
Boy, that guy's done.
What? Him or Jerry Jones?
Either. It doesn't matter.
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you figure out which one's AI.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill.
That's right.
Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
So that's kind of like the whole lame excuses in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of where I stand. But, hey, man, if we're always telling, you know, hey, why did they run the ball to Cook? Why did they not get the first down?
Again, 13 carries for a guy who's getting you 6.5 yards a pop.
That's right.
Nah, we're not going to do that. We're just going to blame the refs. It's easier that way.
For sure.